From Birmingham, I'm Miranda Fulmore. Local officials are still working to plug a more than $15 million deficit from this summer's World Games in Birmingham. That leaves many vendors concerned they won't get paid for their work. One of those people is Kathleen Costello, the principal clarinetist for the Alabama Symphony Orchestra, performed during the World Games opening and closing ceremonies. However, her payment was not only several weeks late, but also $1,900 short. That's about one-third of the amount stipulated in her contract. The musicians' union tells WBHM dozens of other performers are in a similar situation. Costello spoke with WBHM's Richard Banks.
Explain to us what role you played during the World Games.
So the World Games had an orchestra as a part of the opening and closing ceremonies. That was a contracted orchestra, independently contracted. And I was hired to play the principal clarinet parts for the opening and closing ceremonies of the World Games.
I understand that you received a payment from the World Games, but there was a problem with that payment. Can you explain?
First of all, I'd like to mention that the payment was quite late. And when we got the payment, there were fees that were missing from that. About a third of the check was not, that money wasn't included with the rest of the payment. It was about $1,900 per musician that was hired that was missing from that particular payment.
Explain to us the best you can. I understand that there are certain limitations about what you can talk about, but explain to us the sort of source of that disagreement.
So these contracts for events like this, really like large-scale events like the World Games or the Olympics or Academy Awards, those contracts tend to be complicated, and there's many layers to them. So anytime, for example, an event that is being broadcast live but is also being ticketed, that will incur a fee for the musicians. And similarly, if that broadcast is international, you know, shown all over the world as the World Games was, that will trigger another fee as well. And it's my understanding that these are the fees that World Gauge Management believes that they shouldn't have to pay us.
What is your understanding for why the World Games is refusing to pay certain fees?
You know, it's unclear at this point why they are deciding they don't have to pay those fees. I personally have read over those portions of the contract, and it's clearly stated in there that an event such as this that was broadcast and ticketed as it was would incur those fees and that they would be owed. So it's not clear at this point why they are choosing not to honor the contract.
But your understanding is they will not pay and decided not to pay after the fact. In other words, after a contract was signed with the union that represents you and other musicians who played during the World Games.
That is my understanding.
And is it your understanding that the refusal to pay these fees has anything to do with the World Games deficit?
It doesn't appear to be that is why they are claiming that they are not going to pay this amount of money. They haven't cited, to my knowledge, they haven't cited that as the particular reason.
Do you and your union, which that's the American Federation of Musicians, correct?
Correct.
Do you have any sort of recourse to get the World Games to pay what you consider to be in full?
Well, I would imagine the first step is going to be hopefully to continue this conversation with them and hope that it's not over and that they will reconsider and honor the contract as stated. Beyond that, I would imagine the legal system is the only route forward from there.
Given the current situation with your payment, how do you feel about your work with the World Games and the World Games in general?
I think that having the World Games in Birmingham was an amazing opportunity for the city to be on the world stage, and I was quite honored to be asked to be a part of that. I do have some fond, positive memories from those performances. I do think that this story is not over, and I would just hope that we could end this story on a positive note and that the people who are still owed money, performers or vendors or parts of contracts that haven't been fulfilled, that those things would be taken care of so that this story can have a positive ending.
Kathleen Costello, thank you.
Thank you so much for having me.
That was Kathleen Costello, a member of the orchestra during the World Games opening and closing ceremonies. She spoke with WBHM's Richard Banks. Members of the World Games organizing committee have not responded to multiple requests for comment.